You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwabach.
Hey, welcome back. Man, are we off to a great start here. It is hour two of Nightlight on this gorgeous Thursday night in, chilly Wisconsin, but it's a glorious night. We're talking about movies and TV and music and comedy and all the things we love, and it is great to have you here being part of it, folks. Our question of the night, Con, why don't we reintroduce the question of the night? Here's our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is something you just can't get into? I say anime. Conrad says he can't drink his alcohol neat or read. Well, he can read. He just doesn't get into reading, like many of us these days since we have phones. But let us know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. And if you are watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment at YouTube, Facebook, or X. We have, it is a popcorn pick night, folks, here Thursday. Catherine Lake will be joining us at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. Catherine does great work producing John and Gordy's show in Madison. And she is the one who put together that great screening we had last week of my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, for the 20th anniversary at the Atwood Music Hall. So we'll talk to Catherine at 6:35 and find out what her popcorn pick of the week is. And then at 7:20, our pal Rich Tallarico, who is a Key and P SNL. Key and P. Key and Peele. What does it matter? See, I didn't talk at all today. I was alone all day in my house. Now it's like I'm warming up on the air. That's not good. Rich is a Key and Peele writer and has written for Saturday Night Live and Mad TV. We'll talk about what is happening with the acting and writing unions and talk a little comedy with Rich, like we always do. And we've got text to win in hour number three as well, a new keyword. Right now, I want to jump back into my my interview here with my current guest, Jordan Hall. Jordan Hall is a storm chaser, and he's got some great stories. I'm really enjoying this discussion. We have him just for a few more minutes here. Jordan, we've got Bud on the stream said, he says, what's the most remarkable thing you've seen in a debris field around a tornado? Cows?
I have not actually seen a cow go airborne yet, but I've seen, what's the craziest thing? I mean, I obviously, you see all the sheet metal and the insulation and stuff. I think one of the crazier, and this is going to sound boring, but just hold it for a second.
I doubt it.
So I have seen, obviously you see tree branches and stuff, but in Newton, Georgia, 2 years ago, down in Southern Georgia, I had a drone up on a big wedge tornado, and I watched it yank a full-size tree. And I'm talking like probably 50, 80 foot tall tree.
Whoa.
Straight into the air. And it was a full tree, and it wrapped it all the way around the tornado and spit it out like God knows how far. So that was probably the most insane thing I've ever seen. It was a full tree. Just yanked it right out of the ground.
That is really unbelievable. Thank you, Bud. And then we've got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, does Jordan dress like a football player and do a lot of zigzagging? I would imagine if the circumstances
similar.
Warranted. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about this. In terms of, like you said earlier, you grew up watching Twister, the movie, and Storm Chasers with your dad, and you became fascinated about this. But at some point, what are you hoping to accomplish? What are you hoping to learn? Because I would imagine the curiosity is equal to the excitement for you. Like, what do storm chasers hope to learn?
So every storm chaser is different. I mean, you have some of them. I'll use Reed Timmer as an example. He's out there. He wants to learn. He's more research-minded. And then for me, I mean, every chaser is unique. For me, it's about seeing weather in its rawest form. I love seeing weather. I just love to see it. And I have gotten very good at capturing tornadoes extremely cinematically and capturing weather in ways with drones that most people don't get to see it. And I think long-term for me is just being able to find more unique ways to capture weather and bring it to the viewer and bring it to everybody to see and be able to appreciate it kind of like how I appreciate it.
That's great. How is this monetized? Like, how do you make money? Is that how you do it? And I don't mean to get too personal. You're not obligated to answer anything if it's uncomfortable, but who pays you for this? Like, do you sell videos or do you get grants from the government? How do storm chasers operate like that?
So the best way to make money in storm chasing is selling video, breaking news.
Okay.
That's how I started. That's how I got my upbringing with Severe Studios based out of Wisconsin. And it was just shooting tornado video or basic B-roll video of breaking weather and selling it to the Weather Channel or any of the big networks. And then also nowadays with social media has been another way to make a lot of money. So it all just comes down to the content, but also I think being very personable and easy to talk to helps you a lot in those situations too.
That's so great. I read that you chased anywhere from 100 to 180 storms a year. Mm-hmm. How does that, like, is all, you must just drive constantly.
Yeah. I look at the Storm Prediction Center. I look at long range forecasts. And if I see something that catches my attention, like for example, right now, let's say I look at the models and it looks like, oh, there could be tornado potential down in Southwest Texas. I'll probably roll out in 2 hours. That's how quick I could turn it around. I could be gone. I've flown in the Philippines with a 1 hour. Actually, Puerto Rico, a few years ago, I flew there with like a 2 hour notice. So, I mean, it's very spontaneous, but there's a lot of things you have to give up in that situation. Like if I plan something out 2 weeks in advance, there's a chance I might not be able to go there because there could be a tornado outbreak that day. So it's very tricky.
So what, talk a little bit about, I know some of my civic media colleagues here, Jamie set this interview up, Corey Hartman, I know you've worked with Corey. What have you learned from them?
They've been extremely helpful. So they've known me since I was a teenager. So I'm 28 years old now. So they've been around for a while and they've helped me a lot. Corey's helped me a lot with the business side. Jamie's almost been like another mom. She's just always, if you have a question, you can always go to Jamie and she'll give you the most blunt, honest answer. And I love that. But they've been super helpful. They've taught me a lot of the business side and learning how to do the business side of things. And have always been there for any emotional support or like any ideas or just anything I need help with, they're always there for. So that's always been amazing.
Well, they introduced me to you, so I can't thank them enough. This has been fun. Just a couple more questions for you before we let you go. How do your folks feel about this? Like your dad was obviously, you said you come from a family of first responders. You watch these shows with your dad. Do they worry about you or are they kind of like, go get them, son?
So yeah, my grandma's like worries about it. She hates it. She's just like, I don't like knowing you're out there. But my dad, I'm trying to get my dad out to Storm Chase. He wants to come. He actually was talking to me. He wants to go to the Philippines with me one of these days to go chase one. So he's one of my bigger supporters. And then this year, I actually got to take my 13-year-old little brother out on his first storm chase and got him within like 150 yards of a tornado in South Dakota. And he had the time of his life. It was amazing.
He was more excited than freaked out?
Oh, he had so much fun. I look back because he's sitting in the back seat and he just had his phone just staring.
Oh my gosh. He must have totally trusted you. Like he probably, enjoyed it because of you. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
One more storm related question. You said recently, I read this article about you, I think it was in the New York Post, and you said, you say a storm is so dangerous and yet so beautiful all at the same time. You never know what you're going to get. I'm guessing the beauty of what you might see outweighs the danger or curiosity. Would that be accurate? Or what did you mean by that statement?
So it's crazy because you look at a storm and it was a big tornado and it's one of the most beautiful things you've ever seen. Like it's mesmerizing. You can't take your eyes off it. But at the same time, on the other side of it, you know it could be doing serious damage and possibly hurting people. So it's one of the most beautiful but yet scary and sad things out there because it's you can't take your eyes off it and you hope it's not hitting anybody. But at the end of the day, it could be. So that's kind of how I compared that.
Well, you're chasing your dream as well as storms. So good for you, Jordan. That's so great. It's been great to meet you. And last question, are you binge watching anything you could refer to our listeners?
I have been obsessed with Landman on Amazon Prime lately. So that's been pretty fun to watch.
How's the second season?
It's good. Like it a lot.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
I can't wait for that. They've released it one episode a week. So I'm just waiting till Saturday night again.
Yeah, those oil rigs seem about as dangerous as chasing storms, at least what I saw in season one. So
yeah, it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Great stuff. Thank you, sir. It's been great to meet you. And I hope we could do this again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. That's Jordan Hall. If you haven't heard all this interview, folks, go to civicmedia.us and download the podcast or listen to the podcast. He was absolutely fascinating to talk to, and love what he does. I don't think I could do that. Could you do that, Con? Chase storms?
No, I don't think I have the guts to do it.
I don't have the guts and I don't have the money. It sounds expensive. Like he said, he puts 100,000 miles a year in his car chasing storms. That's crazy. But good for him. I'm glad he's out there because he was really fun to talk to. So great stuff, Jordan Hall. This is we've got Catherine Lake coming up at 6:35, folks. She's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. It is Thursday, and that means you are going to leave here tonight, folks, with a movie pick. So that will be exciting. And then we've got Rich Tallarico, Key and Peele, an SNL writer, coming up at 7:20. We're going to talk to him about something, a massive undertaking he is doing, trying to get things right in the universe when it comes to studios paying for their content or when they share content on social media. Lots of fun stuff to discuss with Rich. Probably have a few laughs along the way as well. And our question of the night is, what is something you just can't get into? Monica from Mount Horeb says, I can't get into reality TV. Great one, Monica. That's a great one. She says, I have one friend who went on and on about The Bachelor show, and I felt dumber just having heard about it. She says, I have another friend who loves Sister Wives, and she gets mad at me because I tell her I don't care when she talks about it. I tell her it gives me anxiety to hear about such idiocy. That's a great one. I cannot get into reality TV.
If you want to see something like worse than reality TV, you just watch All's Fair, too.
All's Fair. That's scripted stupidity. So there you go. listening on WAUK, Brett from Brown Deer says, two things I can't get into are horror flicks and country music. Kind of with you there, although I like old country. And, you know, I like some new country, Conrad. You know who our favorite country artist is on this show.
Kaylin Cole.
Kaylin Cole. She's fantastic. Matt from Middleton says, I giggle every time I fart and have been my whole 49 years. I think you're pretty normal, Matt. We haven't done that yet. All right, we're going to do some fart talk when we come back. We found a really funny video. And then Lauren Holly, who was on the show last week, tweeted something today about Kelsey Grammer's gastrous habits. So we'll talk about that too. Let's see, where else can we go here? Let's do another text. Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids. Oh, this is interesting. He says, I just can't get into this text to win game. I do not have the technology to join in your reindeer games. Not fair. He doesn't have the app.
Yeah, you just got to download the app.
It's not that tough, Tyler. If there's a way we can help you, let us know. We've got a lot of text still to get to and a lot more show coming up, folks. We're going to do a very quick break, and then we will come back and tell you what Lauren Holly said about Kelsey Grammer's gas. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Baby, please go away. It feels so right. Being with you here tonight. Please go away. Just hold me close. Don't ever let me go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. And if you missed our conversation with Jordan Hall, Storm Chaser, go to civicmedia.us and check out the podcast. He was really fun to talk to and very informative. Tonight's question is, what is something you just can't get into? And John Murray says, evening, Peter and Conrad. Tough question. So many answers. I used to love bar hopping on a Saturday night. Just can't get into that at all anymore.
I still love doing that.
He's got a few years on you. We met John last week.
Actually, I didn't get to meet him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, John and Melissa were there. That was fun. He says, the chill bar at your movie screening is more my speed these days, and your movie night was fantastic, by the way. He's referring to last Thursday night a week ago at the Atwood Music Hall in Madison when we screened The Godfather of Green Bay for the 20th anniversary screening, and it was so great to meet some listeners, including John and Melissa. He says, you were a wonderful host. Very happy I was able to attend. Me too, John. It was great to meet you, and I'm sorry Conrad did not get to meet you. Melissa, John's wife, Melissa from Willie Street in Madison in the 608, says, hi, Pete. I can't get into any country music from after the 70s. It hurts my ears. I kind of agree with it. Like, I don't want to make that broad of a generalization, but I kind of know what she's saying. I don't, you know, like Springsteen's got these anthems, or U2, where they got this build in this. Country kind of sounds the same after the 70s. Love old country. I like some new country, and I like when they genre bend, so to speak, but I kind of know what she's saying. Al from the 262 says, cricket, it's kind of like baseball, yet nothing like baseball at the same time, and I'm convinced even those that play don't know the rules.
I've tried to, like, actually understand it, and I still, like, cannot understand it.
Cricket?
I've tried, but I it's so confusing.
The only thing I'll say is it looks cool. Like, I like how they pitch and they have the equipment and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we've got Jewel from the 920 says, pumpkin as a food. I get people like pumpkin spice. So just eat carrot cake. Carrots are edible. Same goes for rhubarb. Anyone makes a rhubarb pie. Everyone makes a rhubarb plus pie, something pie, I guess. Example, strawberry rhubarb pie. If you have to make, if you have to have actual food go along with it, why not just make a strawberry pie? I kind of know what she's saying too.
I love pumpkin pie so much.
Yeah, but I mean, is she referring to that or just like eating pumpkin?
I've never.
Nobody sits down with a spoon and a pumpkin, but you eat the pumpkin seeds. You eat pumpkin pie.
I love pumpkin seeds.
Yeah,
when they're baked, you know, correctly and just lightly salted.
Absolutely. We'll get to some of your social media answers as well. We've got Sydney Politics says, I've tried many times and haven't been able to do fantasy football. Kind of with them there too.
I'm not.
I've been playing for years and I just don't care after a while. I'd rather watch the actual game. He says also FSAs.
I think that's
flexible spending accounts. I Googled maybe. It. That's what I came up with.
If it's related to fantasy, it's other like type of leagues, I think, but.
Okay. He says, I refuse to learn how they work. Come on, Sydney. Open mindset. I don't, those flexible spending accounts are such a joke. I remember when the government was pushing out, we want to do health savings account. We'll put $10 a check away into your health savings. My deductible is like $1,500 a year. $1,000 in a health savings account. It's not going to do anything. And then Bud says, is quiet spelled G-R-E-N? Oh, he is an avid listener.
Oh, yeah.
He called back your spelling, Miss Q. Thank you, Bud. All right, we got to get to this. Play this. I found this reel. I was laying in bed last night, and I started laughing hysterically because I was just going through reels. And for whatever reason, people screwing up in church are it's hilarious to me when it's a priest or a guy giving a sermon or whatever. So here's what one pastor said last night on this reel I found.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly farts, Heavenly Father, our hearts. Let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly farts, Heavenly Father, our hearts.
You have lost the crowd. If you say that, Heavenly farts.
Dying laughing out there. If I'm in the crowd.
You're not going to hear one more thing that guy says the rest of the...
Did he just say Heavenly Farts?
Funny.
You know, I can see why he said that, though, because he said Father and then Hearts.
So hearts. Like, yeah. I told... Look, people... Of course. It's just really funny. Now, here's the other thing I thought was hilarious. And I think, did you send this to me?
Oh,
I think I just, or did I just find it? That Lauren Holland.
Oh, you said Stuart J. Waddles sent it
Stuart
to you.
Stuart Waddles, yes. Our pal Stuart who does news here in Green Bay. Lauren Holly drops wild claim about Kelsey Grammer's behavior on set. And then in quotes, he farted constantly. Now, that sounds like a medical condition. But I don't think Lauren, she was on the show last week. I would have loved to have asked her about this. But she put this out on social media. After all these years, the movie was, I think it was down Periscope. And it says the Dumb and Dumber actress, 62, posted on Threads earlier this week. I'm still not on Threads. Responding to a USA Today post about Grammer's recent political comments by recalling her experience filming with him nearly 30 years ago. So she didn't like his political comments, and she said he was like a big-time farter, maybe?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to let them rip, you know? You can't let them bubble up in your guts.
Okay, that's fine. Better to let it out and bear the shame than hold it in and bear the pain. However, constantly?
Yeah, that's a little...
In the interview referenced by the outlet, Grammer had described President Donald Trump as maybe the greatest in U.S. history. So Lauren got back at him by saying he farts constantly. Oh, that's funny. And that's about as political as I'll get, but I probably would have done the same thing. Good for you, Lauren.
We got a text on the text line from Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids. He said, Kelsey Grammer did a lot of farting at the Kennedy Center the other night.
Cleared the room out. This is Beach Wabba and Nightlight. We are coming right back with our pal Catherine Lake, who is going to make the popcorn pick of the week. It's Nightlight with Beach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. It is Thursday, folks, as we call it, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. Lots of fun here on Nightlight tonight. Glad you're with me. We've got Rich Tallarico, Key & Peele, SNL, and Mad TV writer coming up in hour number three. Great talk about something he's working on regarding entertainment unions. Very important, and we'll probably have a laugh or two, as we also always do with Rich. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to the popcorn pick of the week. It's that time of the week, folks. One of my favorite times of the week. And joining us tonight here on Nightlight is one of our favorites. She is produces the John and Gordy Morning Show at WMDX and is also a movie promoter because she put together a great screening last week that we did a week ago tonight at the Atwood Music Hall, the 20th anniversary screening of my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, for which I am very indebted. And she joins us now over the stream, Catherine Lake. How are you, Catherine? 20th anniversary screening of my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, for which I am very indebted. What's going on there?
I'm going to give Catherine a call here quick. Okay. But keep the camera on, Catherine.
All right. We've got Catherine. We got to figure out what happened there. I'm not that talented. I can't throw my voice. So we'll figure out what happened, and we'll bring Catherine onto the show. I'm going to read some more of these, your civic media. Listen, every day, folks, I think you already know this, but we post our question of the night, which tonight is, what is something you just can't get into? We put that on social media every day as well. So if you follow us on Facebook, you'll have access and you can answer our question of the day there as well. Scott Tom from Madison says, getting up early to see a sunrise. Okay. That's so interesting you said that, Scott, because there are people who, I remember when I lived in LA, they would go to the ocean every day to watch the sunset. I know why that's special. I know why that's cool. But I couldn't really get into that either. It's beautiful. And I admit that I probably take it for granted and shouldn't. But that's really interesting you said that. So keep those answers coming, folks. What is something you just can't get into? All right. Do we have Catherine Kahn?
Yes, Catherine, are you there?
We think so. Do we think so?
You're there. She's
putting on lipstick.
She's putting lipstick on. What is that all about?
You can't hear me?
We can hear you.
Still?
No,
we can hear you.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
And we can see you. still putting things, getting ready for the day.
Well, here's what's funny. You said you were home alone all day. So was I. So I never put on a face. I didn't put on, this is my, you know, pretend workout outfit. I was going to do yoga. Didn't do it. So I am like really low key today. Oh, and I know what it's like to be alone all day. It's really irritating, isn't it?
That's a great way to be, though. It's just low key because you're right. Yeah. And that's how I am. Some days I get here and I haven't really talked to anyone. And I go on here and I'm like fumbling all over my words. I'm like, I know how to talk. What is happening here?
I know.
So I have to tell people, Catherine, before we get too in-depth here, the Popcorn Pick of the Week is brought to you by Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris specializes in food, event, music, and product photography for businesses across Wisconsin and the Midwest. See what he can do for you at chickenortheeggphotography.com. And he gets ready first thing in the morning. That's what we love about Chris. Nice. Catherine, unlike you and I. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm still tired from that week that included your amazing film screening here in Madison. That was such fun. Pete, you're like a flipping filmmaker, a real one. Like that was, it's maybe indie, but it was a real indie film.
Yeah, people were, it was fun.
You made a film. It was not 8 minutes long. It was like a feature length film.
Well,
and it was good.
You know, it was nice that you wanted to show it. So thank you for putting the whole thing together. It was such a fun night. I met listeners. I had some old friends show up, a lot of Civic Media people. It was just so much fun having
listeners
that night.
Came down from your area. They came down for you. They came to Madison.
It was fantastic.
To see your movie.
And now I feel like I owe 100 people a favor, and that's a problem. So thank you again. Hey, is there something that you can't listen? I owe you a lot of favors because you bailed me out of jail that time. You pulled me out of a foxhole in Vietnam.
Yeah, I'll take that money back. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I do have something I can't get into. I wrote it down someplace, and I can't find it now. But I think what I wrote down was I can't get into snow activities yet.
Oh yeah.
It's a little early, and I was planning on working out, getting my legs going with squats and stuff, and trying to teach my kids skiing this year, but I just can't seem to get back into the exercise to get strong enough to do it, because I'm not going to get on a ski slope. I already know I'm weak. I know I'm weak. I used to ski when I was in my teens and 20s even, but I'm not going to pretend that I could actually do it. Now,
what do you think that's what it is like for me? I've cross country skied. I've never really had a desire to downhill ski. I know people that do it, love it, and they get obsessed with it, and it looks really fun. But most of my life has been spent avoiding serious injury. I don't want to be laid up. I don't want to have an oh crap moment. I like to work out and be active.
Now.
No, exactly. Yeah. That would be a huge mistake.
I mean, we lost Sonny Bono to a ski accident. It's real. It's dangerous. It's terrible.
Michael Kennedy, too.
You have no fear when you're in your teens and 20s.
I know. It's terrible. Yeah. So that's a great answer, though, actually. But it is great to have you here. So let's talk about movies. How does Catherine Lake, so you're a very busy person. You're a radio executive. You've done all kinds of fun things in your career. How do you like to watch movies? Do you like to go to the theater? Do you like to sit home and stream? How does that work for you?
Couple different things, couple different answers, because I'm a big movie fan, first of all. You got to say that. Either you are or you aren't. Love them. Love seeing them, love watching them multiple times, which drives my husband crazy. He never understood why I
never
like to watch. My ex-husband, he does not like to watch movies more than once. I will watch them countless times. So when you're ready to ask me what movie I want to talk about, it is one that I have watched so many times and I still see something. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, look at that.
Nice.
He did that thing. I didn't remember that. Every time I study movies, I like to watch them multiple times because even bad movies, because you can learn something.
Yeah.
Oh, I will never do that when I make my movie. That was a bad mistake. You learn from bad movies and you learn from good movies.
So you're,
I do.
Can we identify, without revealing too much about you, who your husband is because I know him.
Yes, you can. You may. His name is Tim Clue. He's a brilliant comedian. Yeah. He's a clean comedian. I think you were a clean comedian too, right?
Which is sometimes I'd venture into rated R, but nothing too horrible.
Yeah, no, he never did. He never swore
at church or anything. But yeah,
right. And do you still do your act? Do you know it anymore? Do you still could pop it up? Okay.
Yeah,
I don't think Tim could do that anymore.
Yeah, he was funny. I remember he was one of the first guys I saw in Chicago doing stand up at the Roxy on Fullerton, and we had this discussion. He was playing the piano, and you didn't believe me. When I first met you and I found out you were married to Tim, I said, I saw him at the Roxy. He was playing piano. And you said, no, that's not possible.
Unbelievable.
But you did ask him, right? And verified.
And he said he had done a couple times with that. He left it behind, of course, just as a stand-up. And a good one and a clean one. You know, so then he went into corporate comedy. That's when I married him I managed him. So got him a lot of gigs that way. We got a lot of gigs that way. And then when 2008 crashed the world and no corporations were having events with speakers and comedians and such, he pivoted. He's an educator. He has a master's degree.
Oh, that's insane. I don't even know how to talk
so
to
he
people
can teach.
Like that. Okay.
Ridiculous.
I love the term husband. I've never heard that. So it's interesting, but neither one of us care for him personally, but we do acknowledge he's a very talented guy.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So I don't know if you answered the question, how you like to watch. You like to go to theaters or do you like to stay
home? I do like to go to theaters. I've gotten into the Brew and View here in Madison. It's right around the corner. I could literally walk to it if I wanted to. It's really fun and really good food. And because I do like to eat while I watch a movie, that's kind of fun. That's a new thing, right?
Sure, yeah.
But really, for me to talk about how I watch movies, it is repeating them. That is the big reveal for someone like me. That because I think there's two different kinds of people. People that I will never watch a movie twice, and there are people that I watch them. I can't tell you how many times I have watched Don't Look Up.
Oh,
that's my pick that we'll get to. And I can't tell you how many times, because I bet you've got a sounder or something you want to do before you ask me that question.
I think we just got to it, but that's okay.
Okay. Sorry.
My pick is Don't Look Up, which I'll tell you about. I'm going to tell you what my pick is, but it's Don't Look Up. But let's talk about that.
When I tell you, it's going to be that.
Okay.
But yes, repeating, because I turn on the big television in my living room when I clean the house. I turn on the big TV with a movie that I've seen 100 times, and then I can just hear it while I clean.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy. And it's like I got people around, friends, you know?
It's like comfort food. Yeah, exactly. It's
it
like
is.
A familiar voice. I totally get that. I do that at night when I go to bed. I put like an old sitcom I like on my phone and I fall asleep and wake up with my phone on my face an hour later. So,
and wrinkles.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So that's great. So do you have a genre you typically prefer when you go to the theater or watch movies at home?
I like them all.
I like them all.
I grew up watching old black and whites when I was a kid. I loved Laurel and Hardy on Sunday mornings, you know. So, yeah, I like rom-coms. I like sci-fi. I like complicated things. Then I watch them multiple times to figure them out. Like, what is that one with Oblivion? Got to watch that a few times to finally figure out who's the good guys and the bad guys. The one where there's anything with time travel. Oh my gosh, you got to watch them multiple times to test the rules that they broke, you know?
Absolutely.
Anything. I like all genres.
What about your
British?
Yeah, what about a snack, Catherine? Like when you go to the theater or watch at home, what is your movie snack of choice?
When I was a snacky. I'm no longer snacky. You can't be snacky when you get to be 60 years old. You got to stop the snacky. But when I was a snacky at the movies, it was popcorn and chocolate. I learned that from Buzz Kemper, an old friend of mine from Madison.
Oh, yeah.
He's well known in Madison. He's an audio engineer. He's got his own business here. And he taught me salt and chocolate go together. So you have to have M&Ms and popcorn.
That's how my wife is too. It's Bunch of Crunch and popcorn.
Yeah.
And that's like the killer combo, apparently.
Killer.
What about booze?
Unbeatable.
Do you like a cocktail with your movie?
No, because I won't make it through. Alcohol puts me out. Cannot watch a movie having any alcohol. It really is a killer.
Wow.
Yeah, I will not finish the film.
A little whiskey chaser after your M&Ms and popcorn. That's not working for you?
After, fair.
Have you ever snuck booze into a movie theater when you were younger?
No. Oh. Snuck snacks in many times.
Okay.
Save money on snacks. Absolutely. Bag of M&Ms in the pocket, certainly. But you got to buy the popcorn. There's nothing like movie popcorn.
Kind of a goody two-shoes is what I'm hearing. Okay. What do you, you're kind of a, I wouldn't call you maybe confrontational, but you're kind of fearless. You're not afraid to speak your mind. What do you do? We've got about 30 seconds before we go to a break. Then we'll come back and have more with Catherine. But what do you do when people are loud in a theater, Catherine?
Oh, I throw things at them and I make noises and I give them the evil stare over the shoulder. I will definitely. And Ellen DeGeneres used to talk about it. Ellen DeGeneres has a brilliant bit about turning.
Oh, yeah.
And looking at people, trying to get them to be quiet. That's me. I'm all about the passive aggression.
That's perfect. All right. Catherine Lake is here. We'll have a few more minutes with Catherine after this very short break. Let us know what you just can't get into, folks. That's the question of the night. And we've got text to win stuff coming up in hour three, right around the corner. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
You want to know what's so funny? I totally forgot. We didn't even play that at the beginning. I haven't done a Thursday show in about a month, and I totally forgot about the Popcorn Pick of the Week intro. So well done,
Kyle. I haven't done a show in about 10 years, so I get it.
You got the pipes, Catherine. Every time I hear someone doing news, I'm like... That sounds like Catherine. Hey, so before we move on, let's remind the listeners, what is your pick?
Oh, yeah. The pick is Don't Look Up.
Okay. And
you want to know more about it? You know?
No, we know them. It's Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've seen it several times and you always look for new things in it. Didn't you say that?
Several. I mean, yeah. I would say if you put my fingers in a vise and said how many times? How long has it been out? Call it 6 months? Eight?
Don't Look Up. No.
I think about a year.
Yeah, maybe
a year or two.
Couple, I would have said a couple of years, but
is it last year? Why did I think it was this year? Okay. Did it get nominated? Did it get some stuff?
I think it did get nominations. I don't remember exactly what for, but okay. No, it was a popular
film. All
right,
I'm sorry. I thought it was more current. I've seen it 100 times, Pete, and I'm not embarrassed to say it. I really have. I turn it on when I clean the house. I turn it on if I'm, like you said, going to sleep and I just want something that it's like music.
Yeah, I love that.
This movie to me is like music. Meryl Streep, first of all. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And there's I could do the lines with her, you know, when she's accused of doing this big thing because she got caught sending personal pictures to somebody, and the person says, well, you know, I'm not a big fan of yours, but just because you did this, I get it, and that's why you're doing it. And Meryl Streep's response is, right. I mean, just that
right,
line,
right.
Just
so
that.
I got to give
that's
that a rewatch. Conrad said that came out. He just did the Google and it came out in 2021. So
what? It's 4 years old?
I think COVID kind of made everything a little crazy. But Tom, we got a text, Catherine. Tom from Hartford says, have either one of you seen the movie called I Married a Witch with Veronica Lake from 1942? He says, very funny. I have not seen that, Tom.
I think I probably did years and years and years ago because of the last name, of course. Yeah.
Veronica Lake. There you go. He's probably wondering if there's a relation, but
no relation.
Okay. Rats.
Yeah. Although I am British, half British.
So. Are you really? Oh, look at
my
you.
Father's parents were. Yeah.
Okay. What about your husband? What is his, what's his ethnic background?
German. Clue.
Clue. Jawohl. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a teenager. Do you have great memories of watching movies like when your daughter was younger or even now? Like, has she turned you on to new kinds of movies that you typically might not have seen?
Two different questions. She's turned me on to programs, shows, and things like that, YouTube stuff for sure. I did Stranger Things with her. I'm not sure she's going to get back into the new version. I'm not sure the new season's going to turn her on.
Really?
She's sort of, yeah, she's little, because she's 16, right? So all those kids grew up. She was their age.
Yeah,
she was really into that. Right. So now now they're not as cool. I don't know. She's resisting.
Interesting.
But as a kid, as soon as you said, did you watch something with her? The animated Cinderella, when she gets married, and I just immediately have this video in my head of taking my little girl's hand. She's 3 years old and she's walking down the aisle with me. I'm playing the prince. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Such wow. good times.
Me little too. I love, some of my best memories are watching movies with my kids, and I still yes. love those movies we watched. So
yeah.
Did you, are you binge watching anything right now, Catherine, that you could recommend when it comes to like an episodic show or TV, color television?
I am just getting into, not Utopia. What is the one?
Euphoria.
Really weird. Euphoria. No, not Euphoria. No, it's weird. She's the last.
Pluribus.
How are you liking that? I only just started it.
Okay.
I loved the start. I love her.
I like
She's
her
just, there's something about her. Fun to watch.
We'll have to What's circle back on this. Rhea Seehorn. She's Rhea very Seahorn. Good. She was great in Better Call yeah. Saul. And I loved the
yes.
Pluribus. I loved the first episode of this show, but man, is it dragging. It kind of
yeah.
couldn't follow itself. For me, I'm still watching, but I don't know. Catherine, this
there's
is
another
fine.
End of there's yeah. another end of world one that I want to talk about you next time.
Oh, there's a ton
I
of
I can't
them.
Pull the name. I know. Yeah.
But let's
yeah.
circle back. I want to circle back when you when we both finish Pluribus, because I would love to know what you think about when you get to the end of it. I'm caught up. It sounds like you're a little behind me, but let's definitely talk about that. And I want to thank you again for that great event last week. And I still, I've cracked up a couple times thinking of Gordy hosting the Q&A at the Atwood Music Hall. And he said, I feel like Phil Donahue here. And he was jogging around.
And he ran. He did. He
and
looked
people
like
didn't
Phil
even
Donahue.
Need the microphone. It was, the acoustics were fine and people just talked. But he was so
he
awesome.
He just wanted to run.
He was such a great sport. It was so much fun. So.
I think that's an annual event. Make another movie, Pete.
Come let's on. Do it. Oh, by next year, I probably don't, we'll do Don't Look Up or something. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. That's this is idea. So much fun. You're awesome. And tell your husband I said whoa. All right.
Well, I'll tell him.
That was so lame. All right. Thanks, Catherine. Have a great night.
Bye.
That's Catherine Lake from WMDX and my fellow civic media colleague. Love Catherine Lake. So we got this text con. This was kind of funny. My pal, Mary Picorni Donlin, who is one of the producers at PBS, the producer I work with when I go to Madison to do my PBS stuff, she says she can confirm Kelsey Grammer had flatulence issues. Her sister-in-law worked with him, but then Mary said, consider me your deep throat source on this. And I just kind of outed her. So,
well, what'd you do that for?
Well, I don't think her life is in danger, and I think that would be funny if it was like Hal Holbrook in a parking garage, like in All the President's Men, and he met Deep Throat in the parking garage, and Deep Throat just leaned over and said, Kelsey Graham farts a lot. Grammer. Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer farts
I
a lot.
I can confirm that Kelsey Grammer stinks. That's great stuff. All right. Hour number three, act three, is right around the corner, folks. We've got Text to Win. We've got Rich Tallarico coming up. And I'm going to tell you also how Jack Nicholson chose a very creative way to deal with his stalker. You won't believe it. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.